Okay, good afternoon, Fridays and Hanukkah. Our month's learning is sponsored by rspclawyers.com. The week of learning is sponsored by Renina and J.D. Lipschitz in memory of Henya Bas Yaakov Leib. And today's learning is sponsored anonymously from Refuah Shleima Dvora Sara Bas Esther Golda. So we wish Refuah Shleima and Ilu Neshama for the previous one. And we thank all of our sponsors for their donations and making the kollel possible. With the Rishus and my father is joining us again. Last time he was here was, I think, Parshas Vayera. So we usually have Parsha Chabur now, and we'll do something in the style, but since it's Chanukah, I figure maybe we'll talk about Nyanei Chanukah a little bit. It's a mahalach that is in the process of being developed, so follow along and try to pay attention and take in the points, but also realize that it might not be a finished product. I texted my parent maybe in the nines for sure that I might need to step in for me to say the chabur today because I didn't have anything, but I think that at least there's something, if not a davar shalom, at least a chatzi davar to share, and b'sefer shemayah you'll be mashlim. So when one opens the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, the second half of Hilchos Megillah in Chanukah, Perek Gimel, so the halacha aleph is all the story of the nes of the melchama. Etc. That's Stamakasha. Why did Rambam write the story? This isn't a storybook. This is a book of halacha. Strange. And he tells the story of the Gzeros and the terrible influence that the Yavanim had on us and what the state of affairs was for the Jewish people. And then he says that Kadosh Baruch had Rachmanis sent an army that was able to Chashmonaim to overtake the Assyrian Greeks, and we won the war. Fine. And we had the Malchus by the Kohanim for 200 years. Halacha Beis, the Rambam tells the next leg of the story, why it's separate into Halachos Mustama, because this is the other Nes. He tells basically the Nes of the menorah, that we got into the Mikdash, we couldn't find a single Pach Shemen Tahor. Finally, we found one. And miraculously, that oil lasted long enough that we could press more olive oil for the menorah afterwards. Okay. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam now follows up on the story and says what the result of the story was, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Mitzvahs of Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So the way he does so, in some ways, mimics what we're going to see in source number two, Blinad there, the Gemara in Shabbos, which is the Maya Chanukah Gemara, where he basically tells the story and says the result of the story is the Yom Tov as we know it. But it's not exactly the same in multiple ways. We really won't be able to talk about all of them. But just, I'm not even getting to the point of comparing and contrasting right now. Let's just try to read the Rambam in Halacha Gimel without breaking our teeth. Because this Rambam, to just the simple just reading of the words here, it's a very, very, very difficult to put together what he's trying to say and how he's trying to say it. It's a very disjointed Halacha at first glance. Umepnei zeh, because of everything I just said, the whole Maisa of Chanukah and the Maisa of the Menorah, Hiskinu Chacham Shabaoso Ador. So the leading rabbanim of that generation of the miracle were Mesakin. They established sheyihu shmonas hayam ha'elu, that these 8 days shetchilasen milel chamisha ve'esrim bekislev, that begin with the 25th of Kislev, they should be yemei simcha v'halal. They should be days of joy and of halal, praise. What the word simcha is supposed to mean is something that the Brisker Rav talked about and others try to discuss as well. What din of simcha is there? Is there a din of suda? Is there not a din of suda? If there's not a din of suda, what does simcha actually mean here? Halal, pashup shad, as you say halal. Then the Rambam continues. So they were misaking in that door that we should have 8 days of simcha v'halal starting from chaf hei kislev all the way till 8 days later. Umad likin bahen haneros ba'erev. And we also light candles at night, by nighttime, al pischei habatim, on the outer part of our homes, b'chol laila v'laila mishmonos halelos, all 8 nights of Chanukah, laharos u'legalos hanes. It happens to be, if you look in the Frankel, they'll tell you that the Kisveya don't have this laharos u'legalos hanes, but they still included it in the regular write-up of the Rambam here, just on the side, they say in the Shinim Nischaos that they don't have it in the Kisveyad. And a lot of the Achronim did comment on it. I think Brisker Rav had comments on it. If you look in one of the footnotes in the Kuntres Chanukah Megillah, the Or Sameach explains what the point of these words is. I think he says Laharus legalus anes is saying what to again to give expression to and to reveal or to display and to unveil the miracle, the nes of Chanukah. That's the goal of the Chanukah licht. So the Or Sameach says chaps a nafkamina. The Ram said it for a nafkamina lalacha. Because really, we know that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, some way, in many ways, is supposed to mimic the mitzvah of menorah in the mikdash. So the menorah in the mikdash is a machlokas, but according to the Rambam, you lit twice. You lit at night and you lit during the day. Night and morning. So why would it be that for the nes of, for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah that we go for all generations, we only light at night? So the Or Sameach says, that's why the Rambam put this here. It's because you need part of the mitzvah is laharus legalus hanes. You need that it be visible, that it be, again, we would summarize as presuminis, that it be viewable. And the Or Sameach invokes, shraga batira mayahani. If you're going to light a candle in the middle of the day, it's not going to accomplish the goal of laharos ulegalos hanes. So that's what the Rambam was trying to imply by inserting those words. Even so, you'll still be stuck. Why laharos and legalos? Those are two separate terms. Laharos means to show, to display. Legalos means to uncover, to unveil. So why is the Rambam being so so repetitive? So I think that the Ragachavar, I don't remember, but I think the Ragachavar says, Laharos is the nace of the menorah, meaning you're displaying the nace of the menorah, and legalos, through displaying the nace of the menorah, you also unveil, you reveal the nace of the milchama. You're not displaying the nace of the milchama by lighting menorah. You're not acting out the milchama. If you put on a Chanukah play, and you're the Greeks, and they're the Jews, and you fight each other, and one of them falls down, so you were mar'a the nace of the milchama. You put it on display. But if you light a menorah, you're not mar'a the nace of the milchama. So I think the Ragachavar says that that's the pshat here. Laharos, to show, to display the nace of the menorah, which you actually act out through lighting again. Ulegalos, and to reveal to the public that they should know about the nace of the milchama. Okay. So the story of Chanukah, the Ram says, Mipnei zeh, because of the story, Heskinu, though the chacham of that door made a takana that we should have, he says seemingly two things. One, or three, if you want to count it that way, days of Simcha v'Hallel, on which Umadlikin, either it says Umadlikin or there's no, I don't know if there's a kisvayad like this, but or you could have inserted Vishemadlikin. The Rav has like a parenthesis about that somewhere in his English sefer, but either way, it has the same basic connotation, which is that they were masakin that you have to have these days of Simcha v'Hallel, and that candles are lit al pischei batayhem. Laharus legalus hanes. Period. Now the Ram says, "V'yamim elu hein hanekrayim Chanukah." So, first question: when does the Ram do that? Yam elu nekrayim. Do you find in Hilchos Sukkah that he says v'yam? He gives you the dates, and then he tells you v'yam elu nekrayim Sukkis. Sorry, you don't find it by Purim. You don't find it by the other Yom Tovim. It's a strange phraseology here. Yam elu hanekrayim Chanukah. Additionally, it's so repetitive. No, we just said Yehu Shmonis Yam Ha'elu, Shetchlasin from 25th until the end. So over there, it could have said, Yehei Shmonis Yam Elu, Yimei Chanukah, and then you'll do these mitzvos. But here, there's a period. He says the whole story. He says the result. He says a period. And then he says, V'yam Elu Hei Nekran Chanukah. He names the holiday for us. V'hein Asurin Behesped Ubitainis Kimei Apurim. And it's usher to have, again, like the Megillas Tainis tells us, L'misbet b'hon u'lehesanus b'hon. It's usher to have hesped, to have eulogy, and it's usher to have fast, it's usher to have tainis. So again, he didn't put that into the first half of Lacha. All of a sudden, he's introducing that to us now. Even if you say, like the Brisker Rav, which I think is what he says, where Belville says that the Simcha is the Isser hesped v'tainis. That is the manifestation of Simcha on the days of Chanukah. There's no meal, but there is Isser hesped v'tainis. Okay, so then why is it broken up into two parts over here, two sentences over here? Okay. V'hadlakos haneiros bahen mitzvah midirei sofrin, kikriyas ha-megillah. And additionally, there's a mitzvah of lighting menorah, which is a mitzvah midirei sofrin. The Rambam already told us about the mitzvah of lighting menorah in the previous part of the halacha, no? This whole halacha he just said everything out. He said that there was a war, then he said, because of that we have these days of Simcha v'Hallel, and because of that we also light candles, and these days are all Chanukah, and it's Asur for Hesped Tainus, and we have to light candles, midirei sofrin. So disjointed, so repetitive. Such a strange halacha. No, it's so hard to read the halacha straight without noticing these bumps. So let's put that all in the back burner. Let's try to develop a little bit of a flow, and then we'll see if we could help smooth out some of the bumps. So we mentioned in source number 2, we mentioned the Braisa, the Maya Chanukah, Tatana Rabbanan, Bechafe Bechislev, Yomi de Chanukah Tamanya Nun. There are 8 days of Chanukah. Delola Misbe Behon, Delola Lisanus Behon. You can't have a hesped, you can't have a eulogy. And lo, Lisanus Behon, you can't have a fast day on those days either. That's what Megillas Tainus says. I believe that's where Megillas Tainus ends, right? That's all we have from Megillas Tainus. Then the commentary from the Braisa is when the Yivanim came into the Heichal, Timukol Hashmonim Shebeheichal, they were Matami, Ukeshigavar Machas Beis Hashmonim Ben Itzchum, we won. But Kulamatsu Elapach Echad Shel Shemen, they didn't find anything except for one oil. Shahaya Munach Bechosamo Shel Kohen Gadol, Velohaya Bo Elohal Yom Echad, it wasn't enough. Nazibo Nesbe Ligumi Menashumas Yamim, Leshona Acheres Kvon Vasam Yam Tovim Behala Bahada. So Rashi says, "My Chanukah." What's the pshat in the question? What's the Gemara asking? So he says, "The question is al iza nes kva'u." We know there are multiple anisim. Which nes was the Chanukah story, or the Yom Tov Chanukah really nikba for? Okay, didn't have to learn my Chanukah that way. That's how he learns it. Hachi Gar Sinan says Rashi, "Va'asam yom tovim b'halav ada." That's what the Gemara says. "Va'asam yom tovim b'halav ada." What does it mean, halav ada? Lo she'as asur b'malacha. We say yantip, we right away think about 39 malachos. No, there's no malachos. There's no iser malacha on Chanukah. Lo asurim b'malacha. Rather what? Shelo nikbu el alikros halal. That's what it means, nikba for a yantif. That there was nikba that you should say halal on it. Meaning when the Gemara says, kva'um v'asa'um yantif le halal b'halal v'hoda, it means they were made a yantif in respect to halal. In respect to halal. So halal, it's a, we say halal because it's a yantif. That's the din of yantif that expresses itself. So that's halal. What's hoda? So the Rashi says, v'lomar al hanisim behoda. And al hanisim is said, behoda, let's just translate that as, in thanks, in recognition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Chanukah. That's the read in the Gemara, that's the taitch of halal bada. Good, so far? So Rashi thinks halal means halal, and that's what it's yantif for, halal. Hoda means al hanisim, that we say al hanisim. The Pel in Rashi is that something major missing, right? The Pel in Rashi, everyone knows this, is that he doesn't have Neres Chanukah here. He doesn't have the menorah. He doesn't have anywhere that there's a mitzvah on Chanukah to do to light menorah. So how could the Rambam, how could Rashi leave that out? How could that disappear off of the place where we have the description of what Chanukah is, and Rashi doesn't have menorah? How you talking? So if you look in the Rambam source number 3, the Rav, I've heard this from Rav Tversky Shlita, the Rav used to explain this way, that you see that the Rambam, at least in this sense, learned the Braisa very differently than Rashi. In source number 3 of the Hilchos Chanukah Dal Yud Beis, the famous Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. So here the Rambam describes the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah as follows. Kidei, meaning the reason that you have to be so careful about Chanukah, it's Chaviva, and you have to be sure you're having the goal of Kidei Lehodia Hanes, to proclaim, to declare the miracle, ula hosif b'shvach hakel v'hodayalo al hanisim she'asalanu, and to be marbe, to excessively praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank Him and recognize the nisim which He did for us and which He does for us. So the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah as a mitzvah of lehodiyah hanis, and critically, lehosif b'shvach hakel v'hodayalo. So the Rambam used to explain that the Rambam read this Braisa and saw Lishana Acheres Kuvalim Vaasom Yom Tovim Bahalo Vada. Bahalo obviously means halo. That's why basically all of Hilchos Chanukah, a good chunk, half of Hilchos Chanukah, most of the first parak, parak Gimel, is all about halo. It's all about dinim halo because Yomtiv in this context means halo, and that's what it means behalo in the Gemara. Behoda. So the Rambam didn't type like Rashi. Behoda. The Rambam saw Hoda means Neres Chanukah. Usually we think of Hoda like Rashi says Tefillah. Being Meshabeach Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam here is saying through Neros Chanukah, you're Meshabeach Kadosh Baruch Hu. Get ready for this one. The Neros Chanukah are a vehicle to the Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Neros Chanukah really represents. So the Rambam saw in this very same Gemara the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. The mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. That was the way of being Modeh and being Marbe B'Shvach HaKel, the Hodah Yalo. Yeah, what about Al Anisim? What about Al Anisim? What happened to Al Nisim? So the truth is, it's not just here that it's left out. If you look through the whole Rambam Hilchos Chanukah, it's a glaring omission. The Rambam doesn't have Al Nisim anywhere in Hilchos Chanukah. He does have the idea of saying Al Nisim HaChanukah. Where? In Hilchos Tefillah and Hilchos Brachos. In the respective places where they're inserted into Tefillah. So what you obviously see, this is, now that you hear it, it's more the Pashup Shop, but Rashi didn't learn this way. You see that for the Rambam, Al Anisim is not a din in Chanukah. Al Anisim is din in Tefillah. The Gemara Brachos tells us that Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu yom yom, every single day. B'chol yom yom, tein lo me'in b'chosav. You have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu each day uniquely for what that day presents for you. The brachas that you receive that day, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. So because of that, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the me'in ha'ma'oras, for the events that happened in history on those days. We have to insert that into our tefillahs or into our benching and things like that. And that's the way we are, we're Baruch Hashem yom yom. So that's a din in tefillah, that's a din in brachos when you say Al HaNisim. But Al HaNisim is not a din in Chanukah in particular. Chanukah doesn't demand as a holiday that you say Al HaNisim. That's not part of the yontif of Chanukah. Now that it's Chanukah, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom demands Melchus Tefillah that you say Al HaNisim. But that's not a din in Chanukah, and Mimila, it couldn't be that the Gemara was saying that when it said Hodah. Elamai, the Rambam sees Hodah to mean Neiras Chanukah. Now, obviously the Rambam's conflating two ideas, well, the way we first described it is he's conflating two ideas over here. He's conflating Persume Nisa and Hodah. Meaning, lahodia hanes means presume nisa, mefarsim the nes, the way we think of it, to publicize, to be laharos legalis, as he told us in the third paragraph of Hilchos Chanukah. But then he, you know, kind of tacks on to that, lahosu b'shvach hakel v'hodaya lo, that you're being marbe b'shevach through that. So for the Rambam, you see apparently that presume nisa and hodah, thanking Hashem and publicizing the miracle, are really two sides of the same coin. It's really one coin, write that down, with two sides. One side of that coin, for example, sort of, is the Pesume Nisa aspect of the way we think of it, that you publicize the Nes. And the other side is the thanks and the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed those Nisim for us. That's all one Inyan of Pesume Nisa wrapped up into that one Inyan is both being Mefarsim and being Modeh U'Meshabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that Nes. And look in source number 4, and some of this is the same Yesod, when the Rambam famously tells us the Pshat and why there's no Baal Tosef for adding on the mitzvahs derabanan of Chanukah, of Purim in this context. So the Rambam says, "Tignu b'tzivu likras ha-megillah for Purim ba'onasa in its time, kidei lahaskir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Purim, Megillah, that's the Shpitz Pirsum Enisa. What does the Rambam describe it as? Lahaskir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usishuul shasalanu b'hayakar v'lishaveinu. Kidei levarcho u'lehalo u'chidei lehodia ledoros. Those two ideas work in tandem. They are both the same concept, the Pirsum Enisa. Pirsum Enisa means to, and it can go in either order depending on your natural inclination, but it can mean to publicize and therefore through that recognize, or recognize and that leads to a publicizing of the Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and a Shevach Lehoda for what he has done for us. So that's what the Rambam learned in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, L'shana acheres kuvalim v'asam yam tov mahalo v'hoda, halo means halo, hoda, the taich is Neiras Chanukah. Yeah, but Rashi's taka pella, no? Where's Neiras Chanukah? You have a whole Gemara about the Takana of Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and if you know Menorah, how can that, it doesn't make any sense. So this I heard from Rav Twersky, I don't remember how many years ago, but not recently. He quoted this Mahalach from Gershon Zaks. Other Achronim also say this. So if you look in source number 5, you have an interesting Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yurches says, Itmar Rab Rabbi Chanina Amri, is Machlekes Amarayim, Batla Megillas Tainus or Lo Batla? Did the all the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainus, are they done away with? Have they scattered with the dust and the wind since then? Or do we still observe some remnant of Megillas Tainus at all? So that's a Machlekes Amarayim. So if you look in the bowl, Maser Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana doesn't like the man the Amar who says but the Megillas Tainus, he says not true. Why? Here's a story. Maisa v'gazur Tainus b'chanuka b'lud. There was once a time where they were gozer Tainus. They decreed there should be a fast day on Chanukah in the city of Lud. The yard Rabbi Lezer b'rachatz. Rabbi Lezer went and took a bath. Rabbi Yoshua v'siper, and Rabbi Yoshua took a haircut. Obviously, publicly and clearly defying the Gzera, right? They were not listening to the Gzera that is Tainus. It's obvious if you understand that Tainus includes an Isser Rechitza and an Isser of haircuts. It's debatable, but that's what the Gemara is implying. The Amru Lahem, so they were defying the decree, and then they called out to the people who made this Gzera of Tainus, you got to fast for your fast, meaning Rashi says, do tshuva for what you did. Making such a gzera of a fast day, it's Chanukah. You can't make a gzera of a fast day on Chanukah, you got to do tshuva for making such a gzera. So this part's less important for what we're talking about, but we'll say it anyway. Amar Reb Yosef, that's not a raya that Megillas Tainus is not betela, because shiny Chanukah the ika mitzvah. Chanukah is a mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. So they weren't going to be mevatel the yomtiv of Chanukah, because then we would lose the mitzvah of Chanukah. Amalei Abaye, v'tibatel I, v'tibatel mitzvasa. Why not? Just be mevatel both. Be mevatel yomtiv, and the mitzvah goes away also. Elam Rav Yosef, shayni Chanukah de mifarsam nisa. Doesn't mean mifarsam nisa the way we speak of it. Rashi explains. It means that Chanukah was so well kept that it became like a daraisa to people. So it wasn't, they couldn't do away with it. It couldn't do away with such a thing. So this is not a raya, says Rav Yosef, because you want to bring me a proof that Megillah's Tainus still exists from Chanukah? Chanukah is the exception. For sure, Chanukah still exists. The question is the rest of Megillah's Tainus. Okay. The Gemara ends by saying that it's Hilchasa and Yotesman Beis. Hilchasa Batlu and Hilchasa Lo Batlu. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is everything's Batlu except for Chanukah and Purim. Ah. So in terms of the first half of the Gemara, that's important for us. So basically there's Machlokas whether Megillah's Tainus is Betela or not. And Rav Kahana assumes that it is not Betela, and he brings his proof from the fact that they tried to be Gozer once a Gzeira of a Tainus on Chanukah, and it was rejected by the Chachamim. How could you make a Gzeira of Tainus on Chanukah? So you see, Chanukah still existed even after the Bayashin. So if you flip the page to source number 6, Tosus there in Rosh Hashanah, ask Akasha. They say, you see this story that Rabbi Elazar and who was the other one? Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, one went took a bath, one took a haircut. So Tosfos say, I have a better raya, Mas Nisan. The Mishnah says, Dal Kislev Mnei Chanukah. The Mishnah says that you send out shluchim to make sure that everyone knows it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev right now. Why? So that they get Chanukah right, so they're able to keep Chanukah. So why not ask from there? Why not just Rav Kahana just say, what do you mean it's a Mishnah? It's a Mishnah. They would send shluchim even after the second Beis Hamikdash to make sure that everyone knew that it was Rosh Chodesh for Kislev so you can keep Chanukah. It was Mipnei Chanukah, the Mishnah says. So you see that Chanukah was not in his batel, right? So Tos says, no, lo hav le lak shui, you couldn't ask that question. Why not? This is amazing. Olam lo chashiv yom tov. Maybe it's taka true that Megillah's Tainus was Betela and Chanukah is no longer a yantif. Chanukah is no longer a holiday. V'afilu hachi, even so, when Chanukah is not a holiday, madlik enero, zecher l'nes. We would still light candles, we still light menorah, zecher l'nes. Again, we could plug in the word persim enisa, but to remember, to commemorate the nes of Chanukah. Whoa. So before you even break that down, if you look in source number 7, you have a Rashba. The Rashba doesn't like Tosa's answer. The Rashba is bothered for a technical reason, because the Hemshech HaGemara sounds like it's impossible to split the two. It's impossible to split Chanukah from its mitzvos. We don't have time to really get into that. The Ritva answers that question for Tosa's in source number 8. But what you have basically is the following machlokas. Tosa's think that apparently, if you lived in a world in which, and we don't live in this world, because the Maskanas HaGemara is not this way, but if you lived in an alternate universe in which Butla Megillah's Tainus. Megillah's Tainus was Betela. It was done away with. We didn't have any of the Megillah's Tainus holidays anymore, including Chanukah and Purim, meaning there were no latkes and there were no donuts and there were no halal and there was no anything left of Chanukah. You would still light menorah. You would still light menorah. Tosfos thinks it's Dabar Pashi. You would still light menorah, even if there was no yantif of Chanukah. And the Rashba thinks that's impossible. The yantif is the reason for the menorah, and the menorah is because of the yantif, and the two are married to each other. You can't divorce the two, one from the other. You can't separate them. You can't splice that in half. Yeah, so what's that machlok is about? What are Tosas and the Rashba arguing about? So l'chora, what you see is a very, very, very fundamental machlokas in terms of how to understand the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. The Rashba, both of them, by the way, are intuitive, I should say. I was going to say the Rashba is more intuitive, but Rashba is more intuitive because it's more traditional, but they're both intuitive, you'll see. The Rashba thinks very simply that there's a Yantav of Chanukah, 8 days from 25th of Kislev and on, 8 days and 8 nights of Chanukah, and during those 8 days and 8 nights, there's a Mitzvah Sayom. The Yantav, the same way that the Yantav of Sukkot demands that you pick up a Lulav and Esrog, the same way that the Yantav of Pesach demands that you eat Matzah, so too, the Yantif of Chanukah demands that you light menorah 8 days in a row, 8 nights in a row. So the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is born out from the existence of the Yantif of Chanukah. Tosas have a different approach. Tosas say, no. There is a Yantif of Chanukah that exists. But separate from that, there's a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. There's a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. The mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, of Zikaron HaNes, of commemorating the miracle, we do that through lighting a menorah. Now, if you lit a menorah in February, if you lit a menorah in June, you wouldn't be doing it at the right time. A tnai, a condition in properly fulfilling that mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, that standalone mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, a tnai, a condition in fulfilling it, is that you do it the right time of year, during the 8 days from Chaf Hei Kislev until 8 days later. That is the t'nai in being mekayim the mitzvah. But it's not that the day of Yontif of Chanukah creates, shafts this mitzvah, this obligation to light menorah. It's that there's a din of Pirsumi Nisa which needs to be fulfilled on those 8 days. That's what Tosas is saying. The two are completely, they're separable. Now, Tosas agree, they come together, meaning we try to light menorah, we obviously light menorah on Chanukah, and we try to do it with the most Pirsumi Nisa possible, and the Rashba agrees to that also. We light menorah on Chanukah, and we do it with the highest degree of Pirsumi Nisa possible. But the question is, can you separate those two conceptually? Can you look at menorah as a standalone mitzvah of Pirsumi Nisa? Or is the pshat that the mitzvah of menorah is because today is Chanukah, and it's the mitzvah hayom that you light menorah, and of course you want to do it with the most Pirsumi Nisa possible? You don't need the following, but maybe just if it helps a little bit. Source number 9 and source number 10, you have an interesting machlokas Balei HaTosas about what's coming up on Shabbos, which is the following. We're going to have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, correct? We're going to have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, right? So how do we lane Haftarah? So Tosas here have two deos about this, and Tosas and Tosas Rosh represent it well. The first day in the Tosas on Chav Gimel Beis Maseches Shabbos, quote the Tosas Rosh Mishantz, who says that when you have Rosh Chodesh Teves on Shabbos Chanukah, you should do the Maftir of Zechariah, which is the Maftir of Chanukah. Why? Mishum Pirsumi Nisa. And then there's a discussion about the level of Pirsumi Nisa, Tadr versus Pirsumi Nisa, not for now. If you look in source number 10, one stage of the argument the Rosh has with this Balei Tosfos is that he says, Shemaftirim b'haftorah shel Rosh Chodesh v'lo b'neiros Zechariah, de Tadr kodem. Why? De lo shayich Pirsumi Nisa b'haftorah. What are they arguing about? What do you mean? Yeah, shayich Pirsumi Nisa, not shayich Pirsumi Nisa. So maybe, again, you don't have to get into this from what we just said, but it helps you understand a little better. Maybe what they're arguing about is the following. What's the pshat in the fact that menorah is Pirsumi Nisa, that we're mefarsim the nes when we light menorah? Is the pshat that the Chazal told us that you have to be mefarsim the nes through menorah? This is how you're mefarsim the nes of Chanukah? Or is the pshat that Chazal said you have to be mefarsim the nes on Chanukah? Here's the best way to do it, menorah. Mashma, if you had other ways to be mefarsim the nes, that would also be a kiyum of Pirsumi Nisa. Now, you can't go around making up, I'll wear an ugly sweater that tells a story of Chanukah, that's Pirsumi Nisa. Maybe it's a kiyum, maybe it's not a kiyum, but it doesn't necessarily intimate that it is. But Chazal can say that aside from Chanukah candles, there's also a Haftarah to read, which mentions the Neros of Zechariah, which mentions the menorah in Zechariah's Nebuah. So that's also Pirsumi Nisa, because it's reminiscent of the Nes. Or what the Gemara says, I forgot it's Chav Dalet or Chav Hei, but here in the Gemara's in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Al Anisim. Should we say Al Anisim in benching? So the Gemara says, for sure, for tefillah we should say. Should we say it in benching or not? So one side is to say not, but the side to say yes, that we should bench with Al Anisim is why? De'ikabe Pirsumi Nisa? Because it's Pirsumi Nisa. What do you mean Pirsumi Nisa? There's no candles. Yeah, but any time you're publicizing the nes, that's also a kiyum in Pirsumi Nisa. Now, again, you don't need to get into this, but that's maybe what the Tosas and Tosas Rosh are arguing about, but it helps you conceptualize what we were talking about before. Is menorah and Pirsumi Nisa tied up in one package deal? That's one entity of Pirsumi Nisa of menorah? Or Pirsumi Nisa can be separated from the Chi of menorah because the Chi of menorah is a mitzvah hayom, which happens to also line up with Pirsumi Nisa? Or no, Pirsumi Nisa and menorah are hainu hach, they're the same thing. So much so that tells us to say if we didn't have Chanukah, we would still have menorah because it's a din in Pirsumi Nisa, not a din in Chanukah. Is that clear so far for everyone in the crowd? Okay. So with all of that, Reb Gershon came back and said that's the pshat in Rashi. Rashi has such a glaring omission. Rashi explains our brisa in the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos and says that Lashon Acheres Kvalim Va'asalim Yom Tovim B'Halav Oda, that they made them a yomtif of Halav Oda. Halav Oda, Rashi says, Halal is Halal, and Hoda means Al Anisim. So he said, there's no menorah there. You know what the answer is? Yeah, there's no menorah there. You know why? Because the Gemara was talking about the Yontif of Chanukah. The Gemara wasn't asking, what are the different things we do? Like, why didn't the Gemara mention Sufganiyot and Latkes? Why didn't the Gemara mention off days? You know, why didn't the Gemara mention everything that happens on Chanukah? No, because the Gemara was talking about a din in the Yontif. What's a din in the Yontif here? Aser lemisbid bahon, aser lezanos bahon, you have to say Halel, and you have to say Al Anisim. Those are the things that exist on Yontif. Obviously, Rashi assumes Al Anisim is a din in Yontif, not like we said in the Rambam. Okay. But Neros Chanukah don't belong there. Neros Chanukah are not a din that the day of Yontif demands that we light menorah. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that once it's the time of year where it's relevant, we can now do our mitzvah Pirsumi Nisa of lighting menorah. But that's not a din in Yontif. That's a din in Pirsumi Nisa, separate and distinct from the chiyuvim that Yontif creates through its, so to speak, Kedushas Hayom, through the status of Yontif being nikba on the calendar. Yeah. So we mentioned in the beginning, the Rambam seems to learn the Braisa very differently. We had it in source number 3, Dalad Yud Beis in the Rambam. The Rambam learns the Braisa differently. He thinks Hodah means Neros Chanukah. And in that sense, and in other senses, you do find that the Rambam does seem to think that Neros Chanukah really are a din in the day. They're not just a Pirsume Nisa that falls out on Chanukah. It's a Tnai, a condition in the mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa that you have to do it on Chanukah. But rather that the mitzvah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah demands that we light menorah. It's a mitzvah sayom. It's a mitzvah sayom. Where can you test that? So this I didn't have until mamish last minute, but this I got the Rav pointed these out. If you have in source number 11, the Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah Perek Dalid, Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches. I think you could ding Zach, but they're good smuchim lakach. Halacha Zayin. Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'anicho al Pesach beso mibachutz. So the Rambam says Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah l'anicho al Pesach beso b'chutz. If I was writing this, I would have written Ner Chanukah Menichim oso, or Menichim es Ner Chanukah al Pesach beso mibachutz. Why does the Rambam say it as if it's best to put the Ner Chanukah al Pesach beso b'chutz? Al Pesach beso b'chutz is clearly a din in Pirsum Inisa. But the Rambam is telling us that Ner Chanukah, as long as you light it on Yontif, even if you're not Mekayim Pirsum Inisa, you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. We also want to be Mefarsim the Nes, but you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah without a Pirsum Inisa. Mitzvah l'anicho al Pesach beso mibachutz. But if you don't, no, you're still Yotze. Second example that the Rav pointed out in Halacha Ches, we know the din is b'yimei asakana minyach adam ner chanukah besoch besam mibifnim. You have to put the ner chanukah inside when it's a sakana. V'am ed, v'afilu hinicha ashulchano dayo. So what's that afilu? What do you mean afilu? Meaning, you could light chanukah candles inside your house, and you could even light it on a table. Who cares if I lit on a table? Who cares if I lit on a couch? Who cares if I lit on my kid's head? What's the difference? Where if it's in the house, on the kid's head might be a problem. Of oches ner v'yado v'omed. So that could be an issue. But who cares where I lit it? If it's on a table, a chair, this table, that table. So the Rav said, what the Rav's trying to telegraph to us is, b'mei hasakana, you light the candles inside. So if you light the candles inside like us by a window, or not by a window, you light them with the windows closed, but you light it in a way that everyone sees it's on the bookcase where you never have candles. So everyone in the family sees, it's for Chanukah. But let's say it's a really scary sakana and people are coming into your home to check if you're doing mitzvahs. So what do? You put it on the table with the other candles. On the table you keep all of your lights, all of your electricity, what we have nowadays. You put it where all the other lights are, and someone walk in, they wouldn't even know that it was Chanukah, because it's just another light on the table. Says the Rambam, afilu heinicho ashulchano, even if you put it with all the other candles on the table, you're also yosei the mitzvah of Chanukah. Why? There's no pirsum inisa. I mean, you know, because you're the one who lit it, but no one else in the family, never mind outside of the family, knows it's Chanukah licht. So the Rav said, that's the pshat. The Rambam saying, it's true, we want to be mefarsim the nes. That's a goal. If you look in source number 12, you contrast it with this Ramah, that's the goal of Neros Chanukah, to be mefarsim the nes. But there is an independent mitzvah of Neros Chanukah because the mitzvah is hayom. And even if no one's going to see it, and even if there's going to be no pirsum inisa whatsoever, the mitzvah is, because today is Chanukah, you must do the mitzvah hayom of lighting Chanukah candles. So that in that way, you definitely can set up the Rambam and Rashi as arguing about this. Rashi doesn't have such a din. I'm not saying halach l'maisa in terms of Rashi Shita, but conceptually, you could hear that Rashi saying, if you can't light in a way that there's going to be any pirsum inisa, there is no mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. Because the whole mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is to be mefarsim the nes on Chanukah. If you can't be mefarsim in the nes, how can you have a mitzvah of Neros Chanukah? Now, I'm not claiming Rashi holds that way. I don't know enough Rashis to know if he goes in that direction. But conceptually, you can hear him coming out that way because that's what the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is for him. Like Tosfos, the opposite of Tosfos. Tosfos told us in Rosh Hashanah that if there was no day of Chanukah, you could still have a mitzvah of Neros Chanukah because it has nothing to do with the day of Chanukah. It has to do with Pirsum Inisa. Okay, so if you have day of Chanukah but you don't have Pirsum Inisa, you wouldn't have menorah either, according to Rashi and Tosfos. But what about that case for the Rambam? Let's say you have a case somehow. Let's say, the Tosfos' phantom case. If Megillas Tainus wasn't his batel, and there was no more day of Chanukah, so would the mitzvah of menorah disappear for the Rambam? We just set it up. The Rambam and Rashi argue about this. The Rambam has a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah that comes out from the day of Chanukah itself. The Yom Tov is Koveya Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah Hayom to light Chanukah candles. So would the Rambam not also have the din of Pirsum Inisa, meaning if it wasn't Chanukah, if they were Mevatel the Yom Tov of Chanukah, would you light menorah or would you not light menorah? So maybe the Rambam has both dinim, and maybe this is what we were missing in Halacha Gimel. If you go back to the beginning on source number 1, maybe this is what the Rambam was trying to do the whole time. Ainalav, but I think this is the pshat. So he tells the whole story of the nes of the milchama and the nes of the oil. And then the Rambam says like this: Mipnei zeh hiskinu chacham shabaoso ador. The reaction of the chachamim in that generation was the following takana. Sheyu shmonas yom ma'elu, these 8 days, shetchilasan from the 25th, yemei simcha v'halo. They should be happy, joyous days, and we should recite halo. You have to. You just experienced a nes. How could you not praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu from taking you me'afel la'ora? Umad ligim ba'en neros ba'erev al pischei habatim. Note, here the Rambam builds into the ikker definition of the menorah, al pischei habatim. Not mitzvah on pischei habatim. No. Umad ligim ba'en neros ba'erev al pischei habatim. That's what you have to do. All 8 of these nights, you have to do that. Why? Laharusu legalos hanes, says the Rambam, because that's the proper response. When a nation experiences a miracle like that, how are you not mefarsem the nes? How are you not celebratory? How are you not mahalal umeshabeach? How are you not mare umegale hanes to the public through commemorating the miracle? That's a mitzvah of Pirsuminisa. You can't have it any other way. There's a mitzvah of Pirsuminisa, which demands that one of the things we should do is light Chanukah candles. And if it's a mitzvah of Pirsuminisa, what's ma'akev in the mitzvah? It has to be al pischei batim. It has to be outside. If you did it inside, it wouldn't be the same sort of Pirsuminisa. You'd be lacking in that publicity of the nes. So the Rambam says, that's the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. And then the Rambam says, period. And hold on 1 second. There's also another concept when it comes to Chanukah and when it comes to menorah. V'yamim elu hein hanekra in Chanukah, says the Rambam, not only are these days of simcha that we are misakein because of the response, a proper response to Nisim, we are misakein that you have to have days of simcha and halel and make sure you celebrate and make sure you're mefarsim the nes, but also yamim elu nekra in Chanukah. You know what else this is? It's a yantif. I don't know, Kedush, we use the word Kedush as yom. It has a chalos. It has a chalos. It's a yamtif. If you look this in a very different context, I heard of Tversky point this out once. This lashon, remember, of yam elu hein hanikra in Chanukah, you see in the very beginning of Hilchos Yamtif. Thank God I wrote this down on the side of my Rambam, and I wouldn't remember this. The Rambam says in the very beginning of Hilchos Shvisas Yamtif, sheish yam ha'elu she'asar nakasav asiyas melacha, yamim ha'elu, these days of Yamtif that were asar b'melacha, hein hanikra in yam tovim. So Tversky pointed out, it's an exact parallel lashon. Yamim elu hein hanikra in Chanukah. Sheshes yam elu hein hanikra'in yam tovim. What the Rambam is trying to tell you with those words is that there's a chalos in this day of Yom Tov, of Chanukah. So the Rambam told us there's a response of Pirsum and Nisa which is necessary. The nes and the recognition of the nes is mechayev you in that. Additionally, yamim elu hein nekra'in Chanukah. It's also a Yom Tov. There's a din of Yom Tov here. The hein asur behesped the tainus, and because of that, there's a Megillas tainus which tells you no hesped, no tainus, kimei apurim. And says the Rambam again, v'hadlakas aneros behind mitzvah midirei sofrim. What do you mean? You just told me the mitzvah hadlakas aneros, didn't you? You just told me there's a mitzvah hadlakas aneros be'arav al pischei batim because we have to laharis lagalos hanes. Says the Rambam, yeah, that was one din of menorah. But you know why else you have to light menorah? Because it's Chanukah. Not only because of pirsum hanes, because the day demands, it's a mitzvah hayom of lighting Chanukah lich today. The hadlakas aneros behind is mitzvah midirei sofrim. Now, that's also important to note that the first one was the takana of Oso Ador. They were saying, respond with Neres Chanukah. The second one is a mitzvah, midivrei sofrim. Also, midivrei sofrim is important to point out because, well, we'll leave it for now. It doesn't matter. We don't need to put that into the Rambam. Either way, you see here, the Rambam is broken up into two parts. It's not because it's discombobulated, disjointed, chas v'shalom. It's because the Rambam is telling us two distinct dinim in Neres Chanukah. Firstly, it's a din in Pirsum Nisa, like Rashi, like Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, like they're trying to tell us. And that exists al Pesach Habatim, that exists all the 8 days, Laharus Lagalos Hanes. But the Rambam said, and that's Lahodia, the Shabbat, that's everything we talked about in the beginning. But additionally, Yom Elu Nekran Chanukah. Additionally, it's a Yantif. It's a day of Yantif. It demands, it has a chalos, it demands certain mitzvahs out of us. One of those mitzvahs is Hadlakas Neres behind mitzvah, Midiri Sofrim, is that you have to perform the mitzvah Sayom of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. So even the Rambam, even though he has an additional din from Rashi, which is the one we just discussed, which is the Yamtif demanding Neres Chanukah, but he also does have that distinct mitzvah, Pirsum Minisa, and that's why the Rambam broke it up into two separate sections here in Halacha Gimel, and I think everything is smoothed out, and the Rambam reads very clearly after that. Okay, stop.